Agreement to Sell, the 20, 1911. This agreement, made and entered into this 20th day of November, in the year of our Lord 1911, between Burden Scott Burroughs, Luther Warren, Mrs. E. G. White Shryock, Josephine Gotzian, and Rubel, the parties of the first part, and College of Medical Evangelists, a corporation, of Loma Linda, County of San Bernardino, State of California, the party of the second part. Witnesseth, that the said parties of the first part, in consideration of the covenants and agreements on the part of the said parties of the second part, hereinafter contained, agree to sell and convey unto the said part of the second part, and said second party agrees to buy, all that certain lot or parcel of land, situated in the county of San Bernardino and State of California, and bounded and particularly described as follows, to wit. A portion of lots 11 and 12, Block 75 of the 80-acre survey Rancho San Bernardino, described as beginning at the northwest corner of said lot 11, running thence east along center line of Colton Avenue, 2,650.7 feet, to the northeast corner of said lot 12, thence southerly along the center line of Pepper Drive, 1,360 feet, thence westerly, 2,653 feet, thence northerly, 1,406 feet, to place of beginning, containing 85.55 acres more or less, also beginning at the northwest corner of the SPRR Depot Reservation at Loma Linda, thence southerly 200 feet, thence westerly 261 feet, thence northerly 203 feet, thence easterly 295 feet to the place of beginning. Said last described tract being known as Block 12 of the map of Mound City, as recorded in Book 6 of Maps at page 28. Containing 1 1/3 acres, and also 1/4 interest in the wastewaters of Mill Creek formerly owned by Kelly, for the sum of $23,439.97, lawful money of the United States. And the said party of the second part, in consideration of the premises, agrees to pay, at the time and in the manner hereinafter mentioned, to the said parties of the first part, the sum of $23,439.97 as follows, to wit. 10. $10 cash down and balance on or before the 15th day of April 1912. And the said party of the second part agrees to pay all state and city and county taxes or assessments of whatsoever nature which may become due on the premises above described. In the event of a failure to comply with the terms hereof by the said party of the second part, the said parties of the first part may be released from all obligation in law or equity to convey said property, and the said party of the second part shall forfeit all right thereto, and all money theretofore paid thereon shall be as liquidated damages for the non-fulfillment hereof by the party of the second part. And the said party of the first part, on receiving such payment, at the time and in the manner above mentioned, agrees to execute and deliver to said party of the second part, or to its assigns, a good and sufficient deed conveying said land free and clear of all encumbrances made, done, or suffered by the said parties of the first part. And it is understood that the stipulations aforesaid are to apply to and bind the heirs, executors, administrators, and assigns of the respective parties, and that time is the essence of this contract. In witness whereby, the said parties to these presents hereto set their hands and seals the day and year first above mentioned. Signed, Burden, Seal. Signed, Burroughs, Seal. Signed, James R. Scott, Seal. Signed, Ellen G. White, Seal. Signed, Rubel, Seal. Parties of the First Part, College of Medical Evangelists, a corporation. By, signed, George A. Irwin, its president, and by, signed, Rubel, its secretary. Party of the second part.